Ora Blackwa Peace FM wa channel pay.
Yo Master Kwame Evangelist.
Boko dear.
Nyame adum pachana we.
Nyame adum afisha panso.
Afrika beti.
Ye da nyame ase. Gitmo tu nkomo yi sese akosi sen etesen.
Hello.
Yeah, Pacho Mitie.
Hello.
Pacho Timinka.
Yeah, me too, Kasi say.
Nami bisa se Gitmo 2 in Komoi Akusi say. Cheche Mutu say.
Yo, me da se. Edika ima menchi ya telefonye na na mema ubiya afisha pa. Probetaya. President Mahama Abreso. On the 6th of January 2016.
Peace, FM.
Then Honorable Minister responsible for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hana Sewatete, or the statement, they told you, TF4, to me, Google's statement, you know, is still available online. Now, that was the first time. President Mahama Abaino Emma Ghana for it is Ghana has entered into an agreement at the executive level between the executive arm of government and the government of the United States of America. Now, as part of President Obama's promise to close down Guantanamo Bay, or more reached into agreement with a number of countries who have agreed to accept these ex-Guantanamo Bay detainees. Now, Ghana was accepting two of these detainees. And to that statement on the 6th of January 2016, no, 2 years ago, no, spelled out the details. Now, following that, no, on the 19th of February 2016, no, the Honorable Hana Tete Eba Parliament, Eba Briefy Parliament, on the entire arrangement. Now, in Abekaya, there was quite an uproar in this country. Yeni Anomawo, MPP, issued statement at the time. A press conference was also addressed by Nana Akomia, the communications director. Now, they raised all manner of concerns, some of which bordered on the fact that President Mahama has not factored in the national interest. Now, Nipa Mienuwe, Omuya Dangerous, the terrorism, President Mahama, I jeopardizing the security of Ghana. Ebikra Eka say Ebia there was some monetary gain, Sikabi Ekaho, and all of that. But all of these issues, the government at the time tried to allay the fears of everybody. Say due diligence was carried out. Nipa Mienuwe, no, they were not directly involved in any terrorism attack. Enya Obia Yechino Ko Guantanamo Bay. Ena Sani Pano or yeah terrorists and why engage in an act of terror. We try and put out as much communication on this matter as possible. Following that, no, two citizens called court, Nana B and then another lady, or more called the Supreme.
The other lady and Mrs. Margaret Banfu.
Mrs. Margaret Banfu Medase. Now on the 22nd of June 2017, last year, no, the Supreme Court ruled on the matter. The panel was chaired by the current Chief Justice, Her Ladyship Sophia Akufo. Now, Supreme Court says the proper interpretation of Article 75.2, no, all international agreements, regardless of their nature, either say a note verbal, a treaty, a convention, all international agreements once executed and once signed or entered into even if it's some kind of a verbal agreement, you know, the executive is obliged, pursuant to Article 75(2), you know, to present it to the legislature for ratification, as I said, a co-parliament. Then Tiofobe Kaya, on the 1st of August last year, 2017, Abayin we at the agreement, you know, about parliament. Now, Yen Kaise, the 22nd June 2017 judgment, you know, Supreme Court, Emma, abiding with two options. Say, Kitmo 2, 4, we know. Either say, you have 90 days to send the agreement to parliament for ratification, and now say, you take them out of the country. So, the two options. And I keep hearing, even yesterday during the debate, the MPP, they don't have an option in the matter, and NBC have tied their hands and all of that. The first opportunity they had to take a decision to return these two, if they really wanted to, came the 22nd June 2017 Supreme Court decision. So that decision is very clear, a judgment may be available.
Mr. Blanco, maybe so, Sam, what's the first option they had to return them? Return them where?
Back to the Americans.
But of course, Yenim say, agreements as you see, returning them to America was not an option.
We contest that, saying that returning them back to the Americans was not an option. It's not in the agreement. Listening to the foreign minister yesterday carefully, no? Yeah, all can say, had discussions with the U.S. ambassador and the U.S. authorities. That's their interpretation or their communication to them. You could have returned them to the United States,
or you can return them
to their country of origin, which is Yemen.
We are ranking member of foreign affairs. Agreement, yeah. No, when will be?
Agreement,
no, exit arrangements be home.
We're
doing time bound interviews, you know. Me comment him kaka. Exit arrangement or agreement, no.
Good, very very important question. Usha agreement now. The agreement was for 2 years, which expired on the 6th of January this year.
Mm-hmm.
6th of January this year. Now, after the 6th of January, you know, the parties in the agreement have the opportunity to discuss the way forward. And we share the parliamentary records of 1st August.
So there was no specific exit arrangement?
No specific exit arrangement.
How could we have signed something like this?
But discussions, there's nothing wrong. We have always known. That is why within the 2 year period, no, discussions ought to continue.
Is it not in that same 2 year period any common refugee status, no?
Yes, that is another red herring. Refugee status, no, it comes with giving them a legal status to be here. You need some kind of status. Either say Obama or more visa, and now Obama or more permanent residence, and now you give them a refugee status. Refugee status, which is the Refugees Act of Ghana, Section 15 of the Refugees Act. You can revoke refugee status at any time.
So why did we give them refugee status? Are they more refugee status?
Because you are hosting them in Ghana. You need to give them some legal cover, some legal status.
But they were here initially as what?
They were brought in under an arrangement. As part of that arrangement, you know, you needed to give them legal status. As part of that arrangement, the briefing I have received from the former National Security Coordinator, the former Foreign Minister, who led the whole negotiations and the whole arrangement, you know, from our side, that's the briefing they have given me.
I see.
There was a need to give the tomb a legal status, and of all the various options, permanent residence, and give them a visa. And they decided that refugee status will be the best, because the refugee board can convene, which is Section 15 of the Act, and revoke it at any time that, as a government, you so wish. You can do that, because refugee status is nothing binding.
Mm.
In the debate yesterday in Parliament, our friends on the other side tried to create the impression, said their hands are tied, and I said you need the consent of the persons involved. We read the law to them. There is nowhere in the law that requires consent from the refugee, and now say the government hands will be tied. The board at that low level, the board,
okay,
the president.
Mr. Alaka, me person bisa asem. Ghana and the U.S. government a agreement say 2 years no swan. No exit arrangements be our yen chere be agreement room no yen chere se obit me diwa kwa America na Yemen and na be a she ni hosa mra in crofwe by any sign a year refugee status ma mu July 2016 and we are found by parliament and can chrubia but ya briefing we say former national security coordinator former foreign minister Emma Onum me person me bisa say motivation ben na newum, was it money, was it friendship, was it compassion? And then the maya jisa nkrofui bagana
yo me dase me pacho edi kaino agreement no yeti betuja ama ubia ehu agreement no, because the impression is being created say this agreement is such a bad deal. The fact of the matter is a Usha agreement now, there was always the opportunity for both parties to decide on the future of these two. Interna Abayan Kasa Uti foreign minister or say they were even considering other options of sending them to a third country, because they are also saying say on compassionate grounds, no, returning them to Yemen, they don't think that is the best, because Yemen is at war.
So it was an open-ended agreement?
Yes, an open-ended agreement.
Was it a good thing to do as a country?
Within the 2 years. I don't see anything wrong with that, to the extent that the OSHA, all the security reports on these two, no, they pose no threat. And Ghana, Yeji, and Kofu from all over the place, always. And with hindsight, the benefit of hindsight, Andrew Ahutia, National Security Minister, Utia Defense Minister, Utia Interior Minister, Omunyina Eka said the two have been of good behavior, the two pose no security threat. Indeed, Honorable Ambrose Derrick Eka Kra said, if you talk to your parliamentary correspondent, said we should not describe these two as terrorists. There is no evidence, said they engage in any act of terror, which to us, you know, is a massive U-turn from the position they took, the fear and panic they created, how they bashed the previous government and all of that. To answer your question, what were the grounds? You see, in international relations,
what was the motivation?
In foreign relations, no, you have friends, you have bilateral relations. United States at Bissau for a certain assistance. Now that assistance, no, comes with support for your national security. It comes with exchanging vital information in the fight against terrorism and all of that. And your BBR war package, you know, and as I said, for obvious national security reasons. But wouldn't the current government at Qatar, they'll tell you, sir, the whole arrangement, it was not just about dumping people on Ghana. There were other national interest considerations in line with Article 40 of our Constitution, because Article 40 declares that when you are going to these arrangements, so the national interest should override everything.
Now, our motivation was the national interest.
Yes, the national.
Inti mpacho, as a journalist, I'm ibisa question. Mami ibisa o se san national interest na o kano. Mr. Blackman, abotre. Mami ibisa se san national interest na o kano. For us, Ghana phone, a di ane san national interest no. As ani pa miuni wo, aye kuta hudi ni America inti no. I will see a geom. What is the national interest?
Enona makase, it came with support for our national security.
Support for our national security.
Hello?
Support for our national security in the fight against terrorism.
Yes.
And Jomo Breden, what did they give us?
And Enona, just a few seconds ago, said, I don't think that it's appropriate to put out these details, but you can find out from the Honorable Kandapa if I am saying things that I do not know about. You can find out from him.
It comes
with a very strong counter-terrorism arrangement.
Inti omwedidi mbebi ombeda ni ombedi ni ombeshe. I don't know who takes the responsibility.
It was all part of the package. The United States government paid for all of that.
For 2 years.
Surveillance now, your mountie.
That was for 2 years, Mr. Blackwa.
Yes.
And after 2 years, they say 2 years natrium. Inti they say why responsibility no.
After the 2 years, Indiana pushed the agreement. Now, there was always room. And I remember on 1st August during the ratification, you can say, a buying engaged because 6th January 2018 is not far. Have engagement. There was always that understanding, sir. You will have engagement on their future because.
Mr. Blackwell, you're looking at their future. I'm looking at after 2 years, what happens? Yes.
After 2 years, if the government decides, especially the MPP government, decides to be true to its opposition rhetoric, you take them out. There is no cost to Ghana.
Mr. Blackwa, politics is about the MPP government. Mamimbisa, therefore, say NDC, meba, mpacho, NDC government in power. Adiyan insise na muyeye, say after 2 years, mubeye den.
Brilliant question. I'm in the party, we're raising politics.
And you mean I'm raising or raising here? And I'm in the way.
A buying way, and a bar parliament and draft. Foreign minister, defense minister, national security minister, interior minister. In some of Mukaya, it's all available on tape. You're sure there will be new team award. Omuna Omudibaya politics, because they knew they would be haunted by what they had said when they were in opposition. And to create justification, create some soft landing for themselves. Omubeka said, oh, guess what we have discovered? The NDC government gave these two refugee status, tying our hands until we have no option to blame the NDC. Until if anybody started politics in this matter now, Enye Yeng in the minority, they are buying on their own volition, coming to parliament with a statement, and they came to engage in heavy politics. Until Yakra, in my submission after the foreign minister statement, I said, sir, I would have wished that this matter was looked at in a more nationalistic, more bipartisan approach. But they have come to clearly blame the NDC again. You've done all the politics, all your campaign adverts, all your 2 years, every buying, so still you are still engaged in the partisanship. And so I want to state for the record there, and yeah, Yang NDC, and politics.
Okay.
Some people clearly who want to, appear consistent, but we all know that this whole refugee status is a red herring. They are just trying to do a U-turn. But
okay.
Again,
may I come back to my question now? What's the one who agreement? No, after 2 years, then what? See, when the show with DDM among them, surveillance. What? Whose responsibility is it now?
Very important question. Now, after 2 years, there was always the understanding, sir. Within the 2 years period, you will have discussions at the level of the two nations and seeking the consent also of the two persons involved, Ben Atef and Abdul Mohammed. And then if the states also, the two states agree that they are going back to their country, their home country, Yemen, there is no cost to anybody, they go back. or any other country they want to go. If they want to also integrate in Ghana, because there's also that option, the agreement for integration. And also, no, there's nothing. All of us who took wine, or mine beer, and yes, our minor nights, it's a homo show. You are your own. You have to look for employment. You have to try and survive. And after 2 years, no, they are adults. They can work. There should have been no obligation on the part of any of the government. That was the understanding when this whole arrangement was being worked out.
Until after 2 years, they can find employment.
Yes, if they are properly integrated and if they are given the legal
Mr. Blackwa, find employment where? On Bayed Mawi, who would want to employ Mrante Minui? Why?
I have told you, sir, Oshomo records right from Guantanamo Bay, they were not charged, they were not convicted. And see, there is no criminal record, sir. Omotumi Enya Ejuma Enya, that's one. Two, there was also at the beginning of the agreement, no obligation on the part of Ghana to keep them in Ghana after the 2 years.
But it was an option. It wasn't an obligation, but it was an option.
It was an option.
So if they decided that they would exercise that option, we would have to grant it. Mebwa.
Yes, you consider...
Exactly. So they had an option to stay in Ghana.
Yeah, you consider the circumstances. Yes, for integration. Yes. And I don't see anything wrong with that. To the extent, Abanwe and Kasa are confirming, sir, they've been of good behavior. They haven't stepped on anybody's toes. They have not killed a fly. They don't have any terrorist record. I don't know why they cannot be employed anywhere or even start their own business somewhere. The government can still decide, say, even though you are being integrated, you are still being surveilled. There will still be some surveillance. You will still be watching them and all of that. There are all kinds of arrangements that are possible. I believe, sir, the initial panic I created here, because all the things that were said, the gloom and doom, after 2 years, no, you see.
Because we can't pass it. But let me come back to what is happening today. Yes. They are only suspects, only criminals, right?
Yes.
So, only suspects, only criminals. And I had your matugana. And yanya plan biya momo. And I buy for fraba. It is saying, oh, you're fast to buy number, I buy naban, right? That's your argument, Mebwa.
That is not my argument. That is not my argument.
Also, you have MBC and PP are buying some bear modern because they say, no, money money are bear.
That is, Debbie, and yes, I don't want to be accused. We should all be part of the solution. After all, any NDC are buying and FR mobile. I don't engage in.
NDC are buying OBNM, sir. Let's move on beyond that.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't believe in engaging irresponsible politics. I don't believe in that. We all have to take responsibility. And as leaders of the country, I'm an MP. I'm ranking member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. I don't think I can just walk away from this matter and say, Abanwe, you are in power. So deal with it. It's your business. It's all of us our business. Even citizens, even contributors to Kokoroko program. Everybody can make an input. It's about our country. We all have to be responsible about these matters. It's the American NSA. I would have wished that Abanwe and Fa Asemwe and the politics. We don't need politics to be at the center stage. Say, oh, more NDC, muna mwa ye, muna mwa tie your hands, muna mwa sign refugee status. And you have. Meanwhile, we know that refugee status can be revoked at any time.
So should we revoke it?
Let's find a bipartisan approach. Let's adopt a mature nationalistic approach.
Which is what?
As a country, if we don't feel comfortable with these two in our country now, we can revoke the refugee status, tell them that we are deporting them, because we have the right to deport them as we wish. We can, if we no longer are a compassionate country or a humanitarian country, we can send them back to Yemen, regardless of the war happening there. And I said, give them an option of a third country. And I heard the foreign minister say that initially that was considered. Morocco came up as because Morocco expressed interest initially to host them. And these are all options available. And I'm saying that politics can just, as it were, cloud this matter. We will not make progress. let's remove the politics. Now you share Sena Yebe manage same way. Now a permanent solution. If we don't want them here, if we still are apprehensive despite their good behavior in 2 years, the fact that they were not charged, they were not engaged in any terrorist activity, as we were reminded by the defense minister and the interior minister yesterday in parliament. If we are still apprehensive as a people, we are the people's representative. We do what our constituents who elected us demand. And we can find other solutions for them.
Mr. Blackman, maybe so a pointed question. Pacho, maybe so directly. We are ranking member on foreign affairs. Neche se eba Ghana amanoni nkuta hudia. We know dimu akutine ewoku kitu emu ewo mrashebedrim. Se obi bisao se directly, what will be the best decision on this matter? Edeye na obeka.
Di Ameka NSA Ghana ye leaders ye omombe leading the negotiations. Any Americans, Yentinase, na ye engage nipa mienu we so. Because we have to feel for them. I mean, they are.
Mr. Bakra, me say best decision. Me nka se kwan be so na yefa. What you and kwan be bre, we say you bit me revoke your status, you bit me deport to amo, you bit me your call Yemen, you bit me ako US, you bit me US is not an option. We all know that. Morocco akaso, which then decision I will see you take, you know. Best decision. Yeah.
And
what should we do?
Decision. Yeah. The best decision in this matter must include the two governments, United States of America, Ghana government, and the two persons. The two persons. Yen discuss it the best way forward. Also taking into account what the wishes of Ghanaians
will be. Mr. Blackwell, you're not answering my question. May Pacho Timmy, Mr. Enidiemu. What can revoke their status as refugees? What can deportation? What can integration? And I'm Ibisa, I will say, they need the best decision as a ranking member on foreign affairs. What is the best decision? Should we revoke? Should we deport? Should we integrate? Yanyadeng, best decision.
Yes, and no, I'm say, for now, no, I don't believe that I should take a position on this matter. Because what I think doesn't really matter.
It does. You are the ranking member on foreign affairs.
Yes. And that is why I'm giving you my solution. My solution to this. And it's US are buying, and the two should engage. And let us decide collectively. Also taking into account national interests, our long-term strategic relations with the United States of America, and the wishes of the two persons involved, taking into account the fact that they have been subjected to human rights abuses. The amnesty report is very clear. They were never charged and all of that.
And Patroni, okay, is it in the agreement that we are signed with the U.S.?
The three parties.
Mr. Blackwa, is it in the agreement we signed with the U.S.?
Yes, it is. It is
about, in the agreement, sir. You're between the U.S. government and Transibium.
OSHA agreement now is part of OSHA for may kind minister who will copy ya.
Minibi umre mi bi.
Sorry. Remember when I copy. OSHA second paragraph. See, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration has the honor to convey the consent of the government of Ghana to accept the two Yemeni nationals for resettlement in Ghana. Next paragraph. The Ministry further has the honor to state that the government of Ghana accepts to resettle the two Yemeni nationals on the understanding set forth in the said diplomatic note, and as agreed upon the discussions held between the government of Ghana and the government of the United States of America. It is understood that the embassy's diplomatic note and this note confirming that the government of Ghana shares the understanding set out in the embassy's note constitute an understanding between the two governments. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration of the Republic of Ghana avails itself of the opportunity to renew its esteem and that of the United States of America and assurances of its highest consideration. That's the cover to it. Now, OSHA, the agreement, it says the government of Ghana provides a full assurance describing security measures that Ghanaian authorities are to implement consistent with the Ghanaian law and Ghana's international obligations upon receiving Mr. Benatev and Mr. Adubi and guaranteeing their humane treatment. The government of Ghana is to receive Mr. Benatef and Mr. Aldubi, who are currently in U.S. Department of Defense custody at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba. The government of Ghana and the United States are to regularly consult on matters regarding the status, activities, whereabouts, and integration progress of Mr. Benatef and Mr. Aldubi.
Integration process.
Yes.
So from the beginning, we agreed we are going to integrate them. Right?
Yes, for the first 2 years.
No, integration process.
Yeah.
It means from the get-go, we agreed we'll integrate them.
For the first 2 years.
The first 2 years, they were going to be here. Integration, no, it means they were going to stay. Am I right or wrong? Not necessarily.
Because
integrate them how?
Uber Valeti, their consent is critical. Interna Usher, it says that the government of Ghana and the government of the United States are to regularly consult on matters regarding their status, activities, whereabouts, and integration process.
Integration into what? Society?
Yes, integration to society.
Integration now, Okana, if we had agreed to integrate them. So why are we going around in circles? Is that not the reason TMM refugee status? Was that not part of it?
They would not. If it was just about outright integration, Anka, they will not be in a national security location, which I cannot disclose on air. They will not be under 24-hour surveillance. Omun ko bebia on their own. They are always being monitored and they are always accompanied. It's all part of it. That's why I said the Usher agreement now, there was always room for discussions to continue. And the Yenjai political blame game, no? Now Yenjai, in our best interest as a country, looking at our relations with America, and then taking into cognizance the consent of the two persons. Now you're moving forward on this matter. Me, I don't see any way anybody's hands has been tied. I mean, to suggest the United States up at Dampi or Moon, they don't want to have any discussion on this matter any longer. And then NDC so at the refugee status at the amount of more into then it's like we are abdicating and we are not really being honest to the terms of the agreement.
This is going to get very interesting. Very, very interesting. But thanks for your answers this morning, Mr. Blackwell Edasianope.